Oh,
my goodness. Look at this. Corey Joseph, the San Antonio Spurs, with the Larry O'Brien Shrinoto drop. How you doing?
Look at this thing.
DJ, get the hell out.
I love the bringing your home t-shirt.
Get out, DJ. Leave.
I'll only leave because he's a
the Larry O'Brien trophy is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. That is the sexiest thing I have ever seen.
Wearing a t-shirt that says, and I quote, bring it home.
Wow.
With a picture of the Larry O'Brien trophy on it.
Amazing. Amazing. Corey Joseph of the San Antonio Spurs. Tim McAuliffe is now looking at the Larry O'Brien trophy. How you doing, Corey?
Good. How you doing?
Well, I know you're doing okay.
Yeah, this is the Pride of Pickering in studio.
Outstanding. I don't know what to say. See, I mean, I'm still an 8-year-old at heart. I'm just looking at it.
Are there different varieties of the Larry O'Brien trophy?
No.
This is ridiculous.
What have you been able to do with this today? It's a family show.
Well, I just bring it to my old high school, Pickering High School.
Oh, nice.
That must have been a thrill. How was that?
Oh, it was great. I had a great time. A lot of old friends, a lot of kids came.
Make some new friends with this.
Exactly. It was great. It definitely exceeded my expectations for today.
There's got to be.
So, your old coaches just say, hey, would you mind bringing this thing by? By the way, I never understood. Isn't Pickering High School in Ajax?
Yes, on the borderline.
Oh, okay. It's right on the border?
Yes, right on the borderline.
It always confused me as being an East End guy why Pickering was in Ajax, but whatever.
It's on the
Continue.
Borderline.
So, your old coach calls you and says, would you mind?
Yeah, well, it was my idea to go back there and, share with all, my old coaches and my old teammates and whatnot. But, they said that they were glad to have me, and that's what we did. You know, I gave my Spurs jersey and whatnot so they could retire it and whatnot, so it was great.
Outstanding. Corey Joseph of the San Antonio Spurs, who, as you may have judged by watching SportsCenter 360, won the championship, and that's why the championship is in the room today. You know what, Corey, with all due respect, since we're doing trophies here, I just got something here I want to clean up. Just want to make sure my stuff is good.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Sixero comes in with a microphone posted on some sort of wooden piece that is pales
I'm
in
cleaning
comparison.
My Humber College Hall of Fame trophy.
Oh, right. Look at that. Humber College Hall of Fame, yeah.
Just wondering how long Hal's going to keep me out of frame.
Similar.
Yep.
Larry O'Brien trophy.
There you go. Look at this.
And Sid Sixero's.
That's the comparison right there.
Humber Hall of Fame trophy.
With all due respect, Corey, I ain't that impressed. I ain't that impressed in terms of trophy. Well, I can't have nice things.
I thought you were going to bring
bad.
In.
Your
it was kind.
I thought you were going to bring in your ESSO Medal of Participation.
We all got that one.
What's it like rolling with this thing? So how long have you had it in, besides your high school, where have you gone?
That's all. I just done that today. It's the first day it got here to Toronto. So I haven't had it for long, a couple hours, but it's been great. Everywhere I'm rolling with it, people are looking at me like, what the heck is that?
I got to be honest, Corey. The only thing going through my mind right now is rolling to a place on Richmond with you tonight with this and seeing the reaction people get. Like, that's the only thing I'm thinking right now. But I'm a nearly 40-year-old man, so it wouldn't be as cool. But I'm sure this would be a conversation starter. Definitely.
For sure.
Or just like a fast food place and just put it beside you and eat your food. Like, just go about your business.
Walking to A&W with this thing.
Oh, yeah.
You get treated well.
Lauren Shipman writes in, and Tim and Citizens are always tweeting into this show, and he says, ask Corey if he stopped by Tristan's house with the trophy on the way to the studio.
Hold on. They just got Kevin Love, for God's sakes. Give him a break. He just got there 2 days ago.
Yeah, Tristan's out of town, or else I would have.
Good answer. So what's it like being an NBA champion?
It's unreal. I still haven't found words to explain how I feel. As a kid, you dream about it every day. You think about it often, through the season and whatnot. For it to actually be here with me, you can't explain. It's just something you have to feel.
When you went back to your Pickering High School, do you also go back to like the 2-for-1 pizza that you used to be at a lot? Like, do you go back to all the like the spots you would go to with the trophy just because you're home, just because you can?
I try to go as much spots as I can with it. But I got to stay off the pizza. I'm on a little diet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, me too. Me too. I'm on the same diet. I'm on the same diet. What did this teach you? Like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime moment. You hope there's more moments like this, obviously, but you're a young man, and this is kind of new territory. What did you learn from this?
Well, it started, I mean, last year, you know, just to know how hard it is to get this. There's a bunch of Hall of Fame players that don't have an NBA championship, and we fell short last year. So to make it back, it was even that much more sweet. It was very, very hard. So you can never take it for granted. You know, every year, now that, you know, I have this feeling, this is what we're going to strive for every year. And obviously, you know, you're going to be disappointed if you don't get it, but you got to live life still. But it taught me what it takes to be able to get this.
It's amazing to think of. I mean, you guys are a rebound away from doing it a year ago. And this year, first round, Dallas Mavericks take you to 7. Like, it's just, it's fun. As you're saying that, I'm thinking of the situations that you guys had to get through to get to it. And it can be, you're right, it can be so precarious a position to be in, to find yourself being able to, not just, like, you were a rebound away last year. Was there any thought or that you might not ever get back there?
Yeah, we know how hard it is, you know, to get there. But you obviously have to believe that you're going to get there to be able to get there, first of all. But like I said, I mean, you can't take it for granted because we know how much hard work it takes, you know. And like you said, this year we've had, you know, it was a battle to get there. You know, even the first round, they took us to 7 games. We had to kind of, you know, pull up our socks, pull up our shorts and roll with it, you know, to be able to get back to this and put ourselves in this position.
Corey Joseph of the San Antonio Spurs here on Tim and Sid with the Larry O'Brien Trophy, which is about as big as some of our field reporters here at Sportsnet. This thing is a huge, huge
and
trophy.
About as shiny as
that's Barry Davis size right there, that trophy. What's Greg Popovich like?
He's an amazing person.
He looks like a tough guy at times to play for, though.
No, not really. Not really.
In terms of just trying to get the best out of you is where I'm
going. Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. He definitely tries to get the best out of all his players. He pushes all of his players, no matter, you know, who it is. He'll yell at me just like he's going to yell at Tony. Or maybe even Tony more. But
Tony seems like he gets a lot from back in the day.
yeah, for sure. But, I mean, he just wants people to be the best they can be. On and off the court, he's really takes interest in the player's development. For me, for sure. The best thing about him, I think, is he understands, you know, when you need help and when you understand but just need time to figure it out.
Some people made this year's final about team basketball versus individual, you know, individualism in the game of basketball, or superstars versus a great team. Can you see that? Did you see the angle that the media was trying to make this out to be? And is there some relevance to that?
I definitely seen what the media was trying to, you know, do. We always preach team basketball since I got to the Spurs. You know, we have players that are very unselfish. We have a coaching staff that's very unselfish. And we know that's what we need to do to be able to put ourselves in this position, you know, to win an NBA championship. Pop always says we don't have, I mean, although I think, you know, we Tim, Duncan, Tony, all these guys, I think we have the capability of, you know, going the more one-on-one game, but we always feel like if we were to share the basketball like we do, we could be even that much better. I think it showed this year.
Yeah. Like Boris Diaw, you take off, like Charlotte, just let him go.
Yeah.
And now he's a huge contributor to your team. And I don't know another team where Boris Diaw could be as valuable as he is on your team.
Yeah, sometimes it's just about the, you know, the situation and the opportunity that you're given.
Right.
You know, he's doing great things in the organization. And he was a big part of it.
But, I mean, winning a title is one thing. There were moments in that final. And I forget what game it was specifically, but in Miami, where it turned into the Harlem Globetrotters, the way you guys were moving that ball against a team that has been there and done that a couple of years in a row. Like, when you're watching that as a young guy, I mean, it had to be a special, like, you knew it was special while you were watching.
For sure. You get lost in the moment, you know, so you don't really know how special it is while you're doing it. But as you sit back and you watch the games again, or you look over it, the series, you know, we were definitely clicking at the right time. We were doing everything right, you know, passing, we were hitting shots, we were playing, you know, defense, and we were just on our A game. There's no much.
You were playing Xbox on easy. That's what you were
exactly
doing.
Exactly.
Against a team that had won two straight and been to three straight finals.
Right.
Like, it was incredible.
Corey Joseph in studio with the Larry O'Brien Trophy. The one follow-up that I was thinking as you were talking is, there's one thing about sharing the basketball, and obviously you guys did that very well, but you're also the most multicultural team in the NBA. Does that tell us anything about where the NBA is going?
Oh, for sure. You know, as you can see with the preseason games, you know, teams are flying all over the country, all over the world to play preseason games and to get more exposure or whatnot. The NBA is definitely a more international game. Yeah. Now, I feel like, and our team is definitely have more international feel. We got guys from all over the world. This is, I think, the first time the trophy has done its tour like this, like the Stanley Cup or something.
Right.
So that just goes to show you how much internationally the NBA is getting.
All right, who, besides you in Canada, who has the most juice in their home and native land? Like, is it Manu in Argentina? Is it Tony in France? Is it Tim in the U.S. Virgin Islands? Who has the most juice in their home country?
I have never been to France when Tony was in France.
Right.
But I have been to Argentina when Manu was in Argentina.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, I would have to say Manu because I experienced it firsthand when I was with Team Canada,
right,
and we were playing in Argentina against Argentina.
Right.
Superstar over there.
He's a god.
He's a rock star?
Rock star.
Don't cry for him, Argentina.
Right.
So he's good.
Yes.
I want to ask this thing out to dinner. Like, I'm very attracted to it. I am very attracted to it, Rand. Corey Joseph here in studio, San Antonio Spurs. You personally, I know Pat Mills suffered a bad break. He's going to be out for a while. Your role is going to change on this team, potentially. You ready?
For sure. I've been waiting. You know, I've been waiting for this opportunity, this moment, and I'm it's kind of unfortunate, you know, that I had to come in these circumstances, you know, because obviously, you know, I love Patty and whatnot, and so it's a bad break for him. But I look at it as an opportunity for myself to come in and do what I have to do, you know, like every game, like last year, every game, even though I wasn't getting the minutes, I would always act like if I was going to play a lot of minutes, because you got to stay mentally prepared.
Yeah, that's a must at your level, right? Like, you can, that's non-negotiable. You have to act as if you're starting five every night to be ready.
Exactly. You have to, you know, you have to act like that, because if those perfect example was OKC, I think it was game five or game four, it might have been, where we had our reserves, as you call it, and we had them playing against, you know, KD and all of their starting guys, and we were able to lengthen out their minutes to get them more tired throughout the series. So if we came in that game and we didn't, you know, we weren't mentally focused and we just, you know, let the game go as we could have easily, who knows how the series could have ended up.
It's funny. Have you had to have, and knowing when you got drafted and where you got drafted, you were probably going to have to experience some sort of patience in getting to where you want to be as an NBA player. Did you think the opportunities would take this long, and how hard has it been to sit and wait for your opportunities? Or is it easier when you got that thing?
This made it a little bit more easier, right. But it's definitely difficult. You have to, you know, overcome some tasks. You know, going, like, my first year, I went to D League a lot and just learned. But you have to look at it, you know, as in, okay, you know, I'm not getting my opportunity right now. I'll just focus on what I have to do, you know, get better, you know, train for myself first. And then everything will fall in place. As long as I do the best I could do, everything will fall in place. And over the years, my first year was a little tougher. And then I, you know, got used to my role a little bit, my second year and more in my third year. And I feel like I'm just ready. You know, if I'm given the opportunity, I'm ready to go out there and produce.
Is it easier to trust in a guy like Pop when he says, this is what I need you to do, because he's got the resume he does?
Oh, for sure. But, I mean, just his character, he's never going to sugarcoat nothing. As you can see with his media interviews.
Which we think is the best thing on planet Earth, by the way.
He loves, I think he loves media. Every second of it.
Or even mic'd up.
Sure. He's not going to sugarcoat anything. So he's going to tell you what's real. And as a player, you need that. And I feel like that helps me a lot.
There was this moment, like, even you couldn't really hear him, but you could lip read a couple times throughout that postseason, obviously. And there were, it's amazing when a guy like Duncan and Popovich, as long as they worked together, there was a moment where I think you guys were down and Duncan goes by Pop and you could read his lips. He goes, "You still mad at me?"
Yeah.
And Pop just kind of laughed. Like, it's just, it's like there is such a unique relationship with that coach and those guys. And I, like, it's in this day and age, you just don't see that a lot. I don't think.
It's unbelievable. They have a great, great, great relationship. Something that I would never be able to explain. You'd have to ask those two. But, it's like father and son, you know. They love each other, and it helps the team a lot, those two.
What do they think about you playing Canada basketball in the summer?
They love it.
Yeah?
They love it. They want me to, you know, come over here, get experience, you know, lead the team. You know, they love it. They love every opportunity I get to go out there and work on my game and be a leader. That's what they want me to be in the future. So that's they love it. They encourage everybody to play.
How's your Portuguese? Rio's not that far away.
Yeah. Not great at all.
Not great? There's time to learn. There's time to learn.
Sarah can teach you a couple things.
I can teach you a few things. There's a bunch of bad words, really. I can teach you some bad words. Just before we let you go, I'm curious. You know, you're sitting here with the trophy, and it was a sacrifice, and you guys got it done in spectacular fashion. When you see everything that your team's performance triggered in the East, with everything, from Wiggins, LeBron, all of it, Lowry, what do you guys think of it? Like, when you talk about the other conference, in what vein do you speak?
I mean, I see what's going on around the league, whatnot. I try not to, I try to stay intact with what we're doing with right. The Spurs. I don't think we think nothing of it. Obviously, you know, those guys are doing what they feel like they need to do to be able to, you know, contend for a championship just like us. So, I mean, no matter who they get or what's going on, we're just going to stay focused on what we have to do and to try to get back to the championship. And that's what we want. We want the same feeling next year.
But I know there's moments where you guys are just texting. Like, don't have to mention names, but like, he signed for how much? Are you kidding me?
Did you reach out at all to Andrew? Because he was in a tough spot, and I'm sure, you know, you've interacted with him a bunch of times. He was in a tough spot where that 30-day waiting and the whole world is talking about him being a Minnesota Timberwolves. He's not allowed to talk about whether
ridiculous.
Or not he's... Did you reach out to him at all?
For sure. But, I mean, you know, his dad played in the NBA for a little while. Yeah. He knows it's a business. It's a business. You know, we all love to play, and you get anxious, especially in his, you know, position. But, you know, like I said, first it's a business, and you just got to... You got to stay mentally prepared no matter which team he was going to. And I felt like, you know, he's ready to get out there and start hooping. Go ahead.
I was going to say, as a guy like you who went to such a refined team as a rookie, is it a good or a bad thing that he's going to a team that's going to be just young bucks and he's going to get, you know, thrown right into the fire?
It'll be good for him, of course.
Yeah.
I was able, you know, I was going to a great team where I didn't get to play a lot, but my first year. But I was able to sit back and learn from watching and learn from them, you know, just asking questions, watching them. And he's in a situation where he's going to a younger team. He'll probably play more than I did, and he'll learn from his mistakes.
So you think getting out there and baptism by fire, as it were, is better than sitting back and getting some time like he might have in Cleveland?
It's tough to compare.
Yeah.
It's tough to compare, but I think it will definitely work out for him because he's the type of kid that wants to learn. He loves the game of basketball. He puts in his hard work and his time and on the court. And, I mean, no matter his team's younger, they have coaches there that have experience. So he's going to learn no matter what. He could always reach out to other guys on, you know, on other teams. So it's tough to compare whether if my situation was better than his.
Right.
It's tough to compare.
Before we let you go, a little birdie has informed me you're throwing out the first pitch at the Jays game Friday. Is this true?
Yes. And I have not touched a baseball, a tennis ball in years.
Well, some of those Jays haven't touched a baseball either.
Doctor. Sorry.
Let's not get there.
Don't get mad at me. I didn't lose any games.
I like the tennis ball, though. Like, it's like running bases or burpee that he's talking about here.
Yeah.
You have to warm up.
See, this
before you go out.
Hold on, Tim. Let me preface this. What? Tim threw out a great first pitch.
No, I threw out high time. And outside.
No, it was really good.
But I followed Amir Johnson, who turfed it. Like, Amir Johnson just, I mean, they said that he slipped on the mound.
No, he didn't slip. That's an excuse. And also, listen, no pressure. It's also Derek Jeter's final series in Canada. So there's going to be a lot of eyes, but don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
Yes, I know. I know. I'm definitely trying to go and get a selfie with Derek Jeter or something. Well, but
when in Rome?
But I don't know. I might 50 Cent it or John Wall or something.
No, 50 Cent. John Wall, too. There was a young woman yesterday.
Don't Mariah Carey it. Don't do any of that stuff. Just be you.
Hey,
represent yourself properly.
Before we let you go, too, I know a lot of Raptor fans just picked up Jordan Hamilton, and you know the kid pretty well.
For sure.
What are Raptor fans getting in Jordan Hamilton?
Competitor. A good kid, good family, wants to get better, wants to work hard, and he could really score the ball as well. So he's that spark. He's definitely a spark off the bench for sure.
Yeah. No, former Longhorn.
It's good. Well, it's going to be an interesting year in this city, no doubt. You're going to have a unique year for you, and we appreciate you coming by. We've been following you as long as we've been on air here.
Yeah.
And we're elated for you that this is a part of your life, and best of luck going forward, Corey.
Thank you. I really appreciate you guys having me.
Do you mind if we spend the next 10 minutes taking selfies with the Larry O'Brien
trophy? So doing
this. No problem. Let's do it.
I even hate my phone, but I'll take a selfie with it. We're going to take a break. More Tim and Sid after this.
Look at this. There's a picture of you in a Larry O'Brien trophy on TV. Crazy.
It's amazing. I look amazing.